We are coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, or good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you are. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Next segment, Detroit Pistons point guard Ish Smith. Next hour, Denver Nuggets center Thomas Welsh. We already had Chris Mack on. Hope you've heard episode 61 of the Jim Rome podcast. If not, it's live. Check it out when you can get to it. Don't do it right now. Listen to the show right now, and then after the show, check it out. Daniel Cormier, the double champ, who has defended both belts, is my guest. Coming off of last hour, getting a lot of reaction to Kawhi Leonard going with New Balance. One thing to leave the Jordan brand, quite another to go to New Balance, which is what he did. Dear Rome, with Kawhi joining New Balance, it confirms he will join the LA Clippers instead of the Lakers this summer. Signed third-tier shoes, belonging with a third-tier franchise. Congrats, Clipper Daryl. John in Huntington Beach. War Kawhi, never steering away from missionary. LeVon in the 209 tweets, Kawhi is a sellout. Regards, Pony, Avia, Brooks, and Asics. I think we've covered everybody. Romy, I think Kawhi's new shoes look pretty cool. Sincerely, the non-slip shoes that line cooks wear on the job. Roland in Pittsburgh. Rolly, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while, bro. Love hearing from the Berg. You know that. Rome, I just heard the opening segment, so I know I'm late to the party. Regardless, I felt that it was my duty as a junior or a jungle citizen to warn you. My girlfriend nearly blew her face off. Not once, but twice. All because heating some huevos in the microwave was more convenient. Eggs in the ceiling. Dude, you're lucky your face wasn't blasted by egg matter. Look up, quote, why you shouldn't microwave eggs on Google and watch the videos. You're welcome. Tony in SLC wore the Utes winning their first Pac-12 championship. Wore hot sauce in my bag. Look, I can't lie to you. I've done this for years, right? I have breakfasts that are pre-made. We make them, or they're made. I just do it because I want to get the hell out. I don't have time in the morning to sit at home and whip up the eggs. They're already made. They're pre-made. I bring them to work. I pop them in the microwave, and then I eat them. I do it to save time. And these are egg whites. So not only do I do it to save time, I'm trying to be clean. I'm trying to be healthy. It's never happened before. It's never been an issue. I mean, sure, once in a while they blow up in the microwave, but that's fine. They blow up in the microwave. But I've never brought them back to my desk, sat down, and then had one of them explode. I'm still picking egg white out of my hair. It's a good thing today's not TV day. We're not on TV today. We're preempted. It's a good thing, too. Because I'm going to have to go home and take a shower to get that crap out of my hair. It's all over the walls. It's on my computer screen. I could send you pics. But thanks for the advice. I didn't know it was so dangerous. I didn't know it was such an issue. This guy's the best. Burt King tweets, Romy, what's your Peloton username? Could not find you yesterday. It's like a needle in a haystack. Hey, Burt. Total transparency. The reason you could not find me yesterday was not because you didn't know my username, but because I did not ride yesterday. I thought that I would. I said that I would. Got caught up in a few things in the afternoon and then did not make it. My bad. Look for me today. Look for me today. And I can even dial you in. This is what I do. When I go up Peloton, I keep it pretty consistent. I go on the 45-minute rides. There are lots of different rides, 10, 20, 30, 45, 60, 90, etc. I like the 45-minute ride. Also, the instructor that I ride with is Jennifer Jacobs. So chances are, if you want to find me, if she's live in a ride that fits into my schedule, I'll do that. If not, I'm going to hit her on demand. That's how you find me, Bert. Check it out. Give me a high five during the ride. All right, I want to get to Jeff Brohm momentarily in Louisville. Before I do that, though, let's go to the phones. just pick up a topic. Whatever you want to hit on is fine by me. We go to Toronto. Peter in Toronto. Hey, Peter, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. How about you?
Well, listen, man, I just heard the news about Kawhi repping New Balance. And I got to say, I know you're south of 55. I was south of 55 one day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I woke up and one morning, and the New Balance were on my feet. They were just there. And then it became, you know, I know, maybe this is more like a public service announcement, but New Balance has started to take over my life. You know, now I got the shirts. I got the gravity-defying breathable underwear. It's I know you and Janet probably like to get your rat wrestle on as much as you can. I found that New Balance has helped me with that, too.
Oh,
I
got
to thank Kawhi for coming to Toronto. Got to thank him for making me be able to come out of the New Balance closet and be able to speak openly about this.
Peter, I think, first of all, I want to thank you for making that phone call, because I can only imagine how many more people now will be comfortable and confident to come forward and make a call like that. Well done, Peter. Really well done. Rackham, he said that he is south of 55. He may have been north. He said that he just woke up one morning with New Balances on his feet, that he hit a certain age and just woke up and there they were. Makes sense. Like I said, Kawhi, I get it. I understand it on some level. I even respect it. Do not send me a pair. I'm too young. Kawhi going with New Balance is incredible. This email says, hey, Rome. Oh, no. Kawhi is taking out his cribbage board again. Signed, the rest of the Raptors on team flights. God, that is so true. Janet's dad, who passed away this past year, was a huge cribbage guy. Of course, he was like a master carpenter. He was unbelievable. Like, my father-in-law built the home that they lived in Long Beach for 50 years. I mean, like that good. Needless to say, he made his own cribbage board. And they took it with them camping, wherever they went. So it's true. I could see Kawhi breaking his out on the team flight. This email says, hi, Jim. My nightmares are coming back. My typing teacher in high school was an elderly nun who had an extra toe on her left foot. She always wore New Balance sneakers with a hole cut in the side so the extra toe could stick out. R.I.P. Sister Six Toes. Sarah T., that is not true. Typing class. Sarah, you are some old maid. You know how I know that? I had a typing class in summer school, too. Lindero Canyon Middle School. 818 Agora. I took typing in summer school. What the hell was I doing in summer school? I don't know what kind of a reject I was back in the day. Back in the day, like the kids today go to summer school to try and get ahead, to try and get an edge. Not back in my day. Man, you were a reject. You were a degenerate. You jacked something up if you were in summer school. I wasn't that kid. I don't know why I went to summer school. I did something wrong. Sarah T, typing. Typing classes? That's a real thing. 1-800-636-8686. I want to find somebody not named Kawhi Leonard under the age of 90 who rocks New Balances. Somebody not named Kawhi under the age of 90. Well, we found one. My man in Toronto. Back at it. I'm trying to talk about Jeff Brohm. However, the phone calls are so good. I'm banging phone calls. Let's go to our resident jungle stoner. Adam Hawk. No. Nooch in Little Rock. Nooch, what's up?
Hey, first of all, don't let Hawk lie to you. Dude still owes me money. Romy, first thing I wanted to get on you, the possibilities were literally limitless. And so I think I took it a little too far before I called you. And it made me kind of realize something, Romy. I got to clean up my act. So from this day forward, I wanted you to know, man, it's no more gas masks, man, no more dabs. I'm going strictly blunt. So it's very important for you to know that I do apologize about that. But that's not why I called, man. I wanted to talk to you about Saints versus Cowboys, man. I'm really excited about this game. I know people are all pumped about Dallas coming off of a 3-win streak, but even a blind stoner can light a bong every now and then. Speaking of dumbass luck, just think about Matt and Van. Like, this dude is the human embodiment of a triple U. Unfunny, unintelligent, and unprepared. Dude's been in two different smack-offs and hasn't made it above 10th place. You're a joke. I would jump on the other Canadian, but he lost his ability to get mentioned as soon as he went bare chest on that video Wood made for you to get on the scopes. Thanks for that, by the way. You know, I know these guys are super pumped about Canada legalizing Tron, but I need these two chumps to be aware that I smoked their body weight on my way to the gas station. So buck up, champs. Romy, that's all I really got. Saints up by 13. War me. I'm out.
War you, stoner. Nooch in Little Rock. I'd love to say that I've been sitting around thinking to myself, man, what happened to Nooch? But I wasn't. But he dialed me in anyway. He said the reason I haven't called since April was I was in Colorado getting nice. Nooch coming in with an unsolicited drive-by on the Canadians, Tyler in Shredmonton, and Matt in Van. Whether or not they bite, they get hooked, remains to be seen. They will. They will. They'll respond. They always do. 1-800-636-8686. Like I said, it's a weird day. Really weird day. And in this case, weird is good. I like what I'm hearing so far. Kawhi Leonard has contributed to that by going with New Balance. I mean, I'd say that's weird, but it's not. Kawhi's a different dude, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all. This guy is a different dude. The way he carries himself, the way he plays, what he does, what he doesn't do, what he says, what he doesn't say. I'm not at all surprised. The only surprise is that it took as long as it did for him to find his way to New Balance. When we return, Detroit Pistons point guard Ish Smith. If you're on hold, do not hang up, all right? After that, we go right back to the phones. I'm going to play the hot hand. We're getting good phone calls today. It's a momentum play. I'll be there in a minute. Listen, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it makes you look like a slob. That's why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. Let me stop right there. Part of the problem is you have a button-down shirt, so you assume that you can untuck it. That's not the case. Some of those button-down shirts were not made to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel absolutely amazing. I know I wear them. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. And there are more than 50 sizing options, so every guy can find the perfect fit, the perfect shirt. Log on to untuckit.com right now. Check out all the new fall arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20. Get 20% off your first time purchase. 20% off by using the code name ROME20. You can also go into any one of their over 35 retail locations. So this company and this product are blowing up. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants. Stop hiding your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com. Your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20, get 20% off. ROME20 for 20% off. Untuck It.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Rolling through hour number two. Welcome back. Nice to have you here. I'm Jim Rome. Live in Southern California. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. It's been a good phone call day. And I mean this. Like, sometimes I'll go into an interview and say, if you're on hold, stay there. I mean it. Stay there. We're having a good phone call day. So I'm going to play that hot hand. However, even more important than that, as promised, we're joined right now by a point guard for the Detroit Pistons. Coming off a game where he had 9 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds in Tuesday's win over New York. Averaging 10 points and more than 3 assists per game this season. He is second all-time in assists at Wake Forest. He left Wake Forest as the only player in school history with more than 1,000 points and 600 assists in a career. Detroit, just 2.5 games out of first in the Central. They're at home against Chicago tomorrow night. Ish Smith is my guest. Ish, great to have you on. Thanks so much. How are you?
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, man.
So good to have you on. All right, so you guys beat New York on Tuesday. Let me start there. That's your third straight win. You've won 7 in your last 9. What is the vibe like around the team right now?
It's a good little vibe, but you know what? I think we feel that we can be better. I feel like we you know, can get better and can play better. And so I think that's the vibe. Like, we're happy we're winning and we're learning through our wins, but we feel like it's another level. And I think people have kind of disrespected how bad the East was going to be this year, but it's been surprisingly really good. So we got to keep up with the guys.
You're right, Ish Smith joining us. The East has been much better than expected. And the fact of the matter is, you know, you start the season 4-0, but then you drop 5 in a row. And then outside that locker room, there was a sense that maybe the start had been a fluke, but then you turn it right around again. So what's changed since the losing streak for this team?
Yeah, so I think in that little 4 or 5 game losing streak, I guess the good thing was nobody really panicked. And as you know, it's 82 games, so you can't get too high, you can't get too low. Even in the flow we're going right now, we can't get too happy because we're winning. Because, you know, we got a tough little schedule coming up. Chicago team was playing really well. You know, obviously the wins doesn't show for it, but they're playing really well. And then you got Golden State next with a back-to-back. Then you got OKC and Milwaukee. So it doesn't get easy for us. So that's why you can't get too high, too low. And learn through your mistakes, you know, through the win.
Pistons point guard Ish Smith is my guest. Now, I had Dwayne Casey on the show earlier this season, and I talked to him about the meeting that you had with him shortly after he had taken that job, and you had done your homework on him, and he told me he loved that. What kind of homework did you do on the coach, and then what kind of things did you ask him?
Yeah, so with Coach Case, I remember him being in Seattle when he had Coach Payton. Gary Payton, I'm sorry, and was under Coach Carl. And the way they like to play. Then I, you know, obviously when he was in Dallas, how he used JJ in the backup role, and then when he, you know, went to Toronto and how he used Van Fleet and DeLon Wright. So I tried to do my homework on how he wanted to play. I'm still learning a whole lot, too, how coach wants me to play the shots and different things that he wants me to do and create. So it's an ongoing thing. But I just, you know, I told him I commended him. How you turn that whole Toronto program around to where, you know, now everybody's like the sixth and Toronto's cool to go up there and play and the atmosphere is crazy. And it was him, DeMar, and Kyle, and those three really got us started. And so I commended him about that and how he turned that whole system around. But I did my homework, and I really respected him and commended him his career and how he's done it.
Dude, you went to school, and I could tell that he was impressed by that. When you laid out for me like that, I could see where you did your homework. You know, you mentioned Toronto. We've been talking about this. Ish, what do you make of Kawhi Leonard going with New Balance? Did you see something like that coming, or did that surprise you a little bit?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When I was a kid, I used to rock some great New Balances all the time. You know, I'm from North Carolina, so we used to have a little slouch socks with some great New Balances. So that's the first thing I could think of when I think of New Balances. But, you know what? I'm happy for him. Whatever makes him happy. I'm sure they backed up the Brinks truck, which he should, you know, he deserves it with the talent that he is and that he has. So I'm happy for him and, you know, excited for, you know, him moving forward. But New Balance is making big moves. When you go out there and get one of the top players out there, that means you're serious about your business.
Ish, what do you make about, exactly. I mean, he got exactly what he deserved, and you're worth what anybody else will pay you. New Balance taking a big swing. They get their guy, man. Nothing but respect. But he's not getting a lot of respect. He's getting clowned pretty hard on social for it. What's your reaction to it? What do you make for that?
You know, listen, I try to stay out of the clowning because that's, you know, it's only 450 of us, so we got to stick together. But, you know, more power to him. I'm a Nike guy. But you know what? We could have this conversation next year, and you'd be like, "Ish, man, what the heck are you going with New Balance for?" So that's all I want to talk too much. Don't want to say too much and say the wrong thing. But I'm a Nike guy as of right now, so I can only speak of that and what's my comfort zone. But yeah, I see it on social media. They're killing them pretty bad. But I stay out of that.
Respect. Ish Smith joining us. Let me go back to you. You mentioned Gary Payton. You know, I had a podcast I did with him recently. I got to tell you, man, he's still a blast. It was so much fun. He's still the glove. What did you think about Gary Payton's game and his court demeanor when you watched him coming up?
Man, Gary was nasty. I love that. you know how he was. He's the glove. And, you know, I was a huge fan of Michael Jordan growing up. Who wasn't? And Gary Payton in the finals stood toe-to-toe with him. Didn't back down. And that's the thing that you love about Mike. Mike respected that. And so, you know, Gary was defensively unbelievable. And then offensively, because he was so good defensively, I think he was underrated offensively. People didn't really, you know, talk about how well he was as an offensive player and how him and Sean Kemp worked so so well together and how he could score, pass, he could do everything out there on the floor. But like I said, that says a lot of how great he was as a defensive player. But I love that. Gary was like in your face, trash talker, nasty, tough. And that's how you had to be back in the days. And, you know, in an era where it was so tough, he was one of the toughest.
I mean, he was tough, and he's still like that. He's still in your face. He's still talking trash. He's still not backing down. I mean, you can take the guy out of Oakland, but you can't take the Oakland out of the guy. I think is what that comes down to, right?
That's real. That's real.
Listen, you know, I think those who know you and know your game, Ish Smith is my guest, those who know you have enormous respect for you and your journey, but for those who do not know, you were undrafted out of Wake Forest, and since then, and correct me if I'm wrong, have you been with 10 teams, and a number of those teams you've been with twice? And if that's true, what was that experience like?
Man, I lost count. I thought it was like 25 teams.
Wow.
Now let me stop joking
right.
with you, man.
Right, right.
Nah, it's been 10 teams, but the journey's been I thought it's been fun. I'm not even going to lie to you. And as you know, when you're going through those different situations, it gets frustrating. But when I think of the teams and the guys I played behind, I sit back and I'm like, you know, when those coaches and those GMs were making those decisions, was I really going to play over Russell Westbrook and Kyle Lowry and Goran Dragic and some of those guys? And so I needed to get in a situation like I did when I was in Philadelphia, and we was trusting the process to prove my worth. But going through that journey was fun, like I said. It was a little frustrating at times, but what I did is I took those practices against some of the best that I played against and I tried to hone my skills against them. So when I did get my opportunity, I'd be ready. And I finally got that opportunity in Philly and took full advantage of it.
Well, the fact is, wherever you've gone, people have raved about you and your impact on the team. And even you and I talking right now, I can see this, aside from watching you play. But it doesn't mean it's easy. And I would imagine when you go through something like that, there's so many stories. Like, there was that one time when you were with Houston and you saw on TV that your teammate, Shane Battier, one of my favorites, had been traded to Memphis. And you were about to text Shane to say goodbye, but you got a call from your agent.
Yeah.
What did your agent say? What happened?
Yeah, that was crazy. I was sitting there, and Shane, man, you know, that first year, they taught me so much. Him, Brad Miller, Jared Jeffries, it was my first year. Kyle Lowry was there. And I remember Shane had taught me so much about playing the game, icing your knees, you know, finances, all different things. And so when they decided to make the trade, I was like, wow, man, I'm going to miss Shane. So I went to go shoot him a text. In the middle of my text, I'm getting a phone call. I'm like, Raymond Brothers, all right, let me pick up the phone. He was like, Ish, man, you got thrown into the trade. I was like, oh. And that's when I realized my rookie year, this ain't college, this ain't high school, this is a business. So packed all my stuff up and headed to Memphis.
I mean, Ish, there's so many stories like that. And it seems to me when you're going through the journey like that, it's tough. It would have been easy for you at some point to say, you know what? Maybe it's not meant to be. Maybe it's not going to work out. I'm not going to make it in the NBA. But I've got a good degree from Wake Forest. I can be a success in pretty much anything. But you never did that. How come? What kept you going?
Jim, that's funny you say that. Like, it's several times. I looked. I was like, man, I'm a pretty smart kid. I got my education from Wake Forest.
You are.
I'm about to be done with this bad boy. And something just keeps you going. Like, you know, when you love something, you know this, because you're great at what you do. When you love what you do, you just kind of, you know, just keep going. And you'll do it for free, and you just keep pushing, keep pressing, And I'm truly blessed. I thank God every day. I got great parents, a great family that kept me grounded, kept me with confidence during those tough times. And I just kept pushing. And I knew that, you know, I always had this saying that the next move would be my best move. And I just kind of kept that going. But if you love something you do, like I said, you're good at what you do. You just keep going.
Ish Smith joining me. Listen, it seems to me, too, like you've always been that great locker room guy, and you're not going to change that. You're not going to change who you are. You're a really, really good dude. But at some point, did you kind of make this change in a mindset like, this can't keep happening. I have to make it so they cannot afford to trade me. They cannot afford to get rid of me. They can't refuse me. Was there a switch that went off? Was there a change in your mindset?
Well, yeah, it's crazy because I remember everybody kept saying, man, you're a good locker room guy. You're a good locker room guy. And so I think one time I was sitting in my apartment on like the third or fourth team I was on. And I was like, you know what? The great players or the really good players or the impactful players, that's not one of the compliments they give like those guys, that they're good locker room guys. Obviously, those guys are good guys and good locker room guys. But I'm just saying, like, that's not an attribute that they give them. That's probably the last thing they're going to say about Kawhi Leonard. You know, he's a good defensive player. He's really good offensively by this. And then they're going to be like, yo, you know what? Not only that, he's a good locker room guy, tough. You know, they're going to give those attributes at the end. And so a light went off and said, man, I got to get better at, you know, all the things that, you know, the GMs and the coaches are telling me to get better at, you know, improve on the things that I'm really good at already, and, you know, take the good locker room guy name off of me and be like, okay, we need him out on the floor to be good.
Yeah, Smith, my guess, like, you're a good locker room guy, but if you're a good locker room guy, why are you in your 10th locker room? You're the best locker room guy ever, right?
But listen, Jim, I asked the same question.
Yeah.
But
no.
You know, one thing about me, though, I would just be like, okay, you know, just the next move is the best move. I was pretty chill with the decisions they made, but I knew I needed to get better. So, you know, people can stop, you know, making that decision and be like, well, we can find another issue.
Dude, I think you're incredible. I mean, you literally, like, you didn't change who you were, but you went to school on that and you figured it out and you knew what you had to do. So after all of it's said and done, before the 2016-2017 season, you signed a 3-year deal with the Pistons. Given everything you had gone through, what did that contract mean to you?
See, Jim, you got to meet my mom. So my mom, we signed here in Detroit. And the first thing she did when we got in the car, I had to go look for some apartment. She said, you signed this 3-year deal, right? And I was like, yes, man. She was like, now you got to validate it. You got to be better than your contract.
Wow.
Like, at first, you know, the $1 million and the $700,000 or the $2 million, whatever the case is, being the 10th guy, 11th guy, you know, it wasn't a lot expected of you. But now, when you sign this dotted line and they say you're 3 years, you better be one of the best backup point guards out there or somebody, you know, where they like, we got to have out there. And I just remember her telling me that, and it stuck in my head. And I was like, you're right. I can't give people bull crap now because now they've inked me. Now I got to solidify.
That is so strong. Ish, you're right. I do have to meet moms. That is amazing that she told you that. That was none of that, hey, son, you earned that. Go enjoy that. She's like, you haven't earned anything. Now you have to go earn it. That is
right.
So great that mom told you that.
Yeah, mom, yeah, that's how she is.
That's how she is. All right, so finally, if there are people listening right now, and you touched on this, I mean, look, everybody's got that dream, right? Until you get in the real world and you think to yourself, man, what was I thinking? It ain't meant to be. I mean, that was naive. Why did I think that I could do something like that? And then they give up on the dream, or they hit a few bumps in the road and they get rejected and they give up on that. You didn't. So what's your advice to somebody who's got that dream, who's been punched in the head a couple of times?
Yeah, you just got to keep pushing. Got to keep going. Everybody always say this, like, don't let people talk down to you or different things like that. I tell people all the time, like, when people tell you things, whether good, bad, or ugly, take that advice because there's some truth in it. And you might not need it at that moment. Put it in your back pocket. You might need it later. So when people give you advice, listen to it. But at the same time, still be confident in it and get better at it. Because as you know, everybody's constantly saying, oh, man, you know what? It's okay. You know, they just talking down to you. Now, there's some truth in what people are saying to you. You got to improve on things that people want you to improve on, but constantly keeping your confidence so you don't get too down.
Love it. Detroit's 2.5 games out of first in the Central. Point guard, Ish Smith. Ish, I've talked about you on the program. I've been wanting to talk to you on the program. So glad we came together, man. Appreciate you very much.
Jim, man, huge fan. I must tell you, I used to watch you when I was a kid, man. Jim Rome Burnett. So I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too. Still doing it. Still doing my thing. I'd love to have you back. Ish Smith, my guest. That was great. That was so much fun. I'm telling you, Ish is no joke. He is no joke. And I've been trying to get him on for a long time. What a great dude. No joke. And if he gets minutes, he will produce. Always has, always will. Good stuff, man. Great. My thanks to the Pistons for making that happen. Ish for saying yes. Great to have him on. Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. Man, it is so good to have dudes that are that positive, that upbeat, that confident, got a great story to tell, and can do it. Next move is the best move. I kept telling myself that. Next move is the best move. A couple things I love. I love also that everywhere he went, everybody's like, man, you are the best locker room guy. You're such a great locker room guy. Yeah, but how come I'm not sticking anywhere? Maybe that's not what I want to be known for. The other thing that I love, I'm looking at Twitter right now. Look what's trending, yo. In the U.S., hashtag LA Rain. You think that I was joking? You think that I was kidding? Why do you think that I started this show and dial it back? Get the Daily Jungle if you missed it. Why do you think I started the show by saying it's raining in LA? It's unusual. I'm in my 50s And I think I've experienced the rain as a SoCal native four times. I've been in more earthquakes than I have rainy days. It's been a weird day. It's been a great day, but a weird day. I got to get out. Looking ahead to next hour, Thomas Welsh. New Balances are a big topic. Ish just said, hey, when I was growing up, I wore them. He said, but I'm going to stay out of that now. There's only 450 of us. I'm not going to cross anybody. I might be on his team one day. I'm looking at a call screen loaded up with people wearing New Balances. Of course, nobody's under the age of 104. We'll find out. Time now for a sports update. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you know by now you need to be strong. You've got to stay strong, just like Castrol Edge, the strongest full synthetic, three times stronger than the leading full synthetic. Against viscosity breakdown, as tested in the Kurt Orban test, Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. New Balance is having a day. Not only did they get Kawhi Leonard, not only did they get their guy, they are getting so much press, so much run. I mean, in a million years, you couldn't get that kind of attention on this show the way they are. Every email, every tweet is about New Balance. At TFP will eat tweets. I need a pair of New Balance. Regards, the Grape Lady.
Oh, oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's Ouch. Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Boy, gosh, I hope she's okay.
You okay. think she's hurt? What makes you think that?
Sure she is.
We'll try and check on her and get back to you as soon as we can.
Well, I think she's hurt, you think. What makes you think? You think New Balances would have prevented that? You think she's hurt? 1-800-636-8686. All right, let's go to the phones. Like I said, I'm a big momentum player. You just ride that thing as long as you can. You play the hot hand until it goes cold, and then you pick up your chips and you walk away. Today is a really good phone call day. Let's go to South Dakota. Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Rome, how you doing today, baby?
Good, bud. How about you? What's up?
Doing great. Say, I wanted to tell you that it's so ironic that this Kawhi and New Balance story came out today. A piece of my soul and what was left of my childhood died earlier this week when I was watching a little bit of concert footage from Prophets of Rage, and my man Tom Morello was rocking a pair of black New Balance sneakers on the side of the stage.
Oh, dude.
It was absolutely soul-crushing. I shut it off, and you know, any hopes I think I had for a reunion with the old boys from Rage Against the Machine are now gone, completely gone.
That's incredible. Like, so how, once you had some time to kind of think about that, wrap your head around that, did it start to get any better? Did it feel any better? Or can you just not reconcile that at all?
I realized how old I was, and I thought, you know, again, youth has officially come to an end. My man Tom is probably going to start taking some arthritis medication for the fingers, and she's over with, man. She's over.
I hear you, bro. I appreciate you sharing that story, Ryan. As painful as that must have been, nice job, bro. Rack him. Tom Morello, he had been on the show before. Maybe not this show, but I think maybe he has. Alvin, check your archives. Tom Morello definitely had come on our TV shows back in the day for obvious reasons. And for the very same reason, that guy's tripping right now. He saw his guy on stage in a pair of New Balances. Like, great. A piece of me died. And then I had to come to grips with it. If that guy's doing that, what does that mean to me? And he said he had to turn it off. That's tough. That would be tough. 1-800-636-8686. I got news for you. We're all going to end up in the ground one day. Newsflash, this just in. Nobody gets out alive. We're all going to end up in the ground one day. And before we go underground, we're probably all going to rock a pair of New Balances. I just didn't think that a guy in his prime would leave the Jordan brand and do it at age 27. But then again, I'm not privy to the Brinks trucks that were backed up to his front doorstep. Speaking of Morello, he came on this show back in the day. What year is that, Alvy? 2006. 2006. Tom Morello was on this show talking about his beloved Cubs.
Well, dude, I was there. I was about 20 seats behind Bartman, you know. And I actually, this season, you know, this awful Cubs season that we're in the midst of right now, has for the first time, it's made me really think that I may not live to see it. You know, like, I got to start having kids so that maybe their kids can one day, you know.
Isn't that funny? Him talking about the Cubs, and that was back in 06. I wonder what Tom Morello would have said if in that interview I said, hey, man, you got to start having kids so they can have kids? Let me tell you something, old man, you'll be rocking New Balances one day. If I'd said that to him when he was the biggest thing in the world back then, what would he have said? I wonder. Good Harvard, man. Romy. This is an email. Romy, I am 25 years old. This past Thanksgiving, my 61-year-old grill master father asked me to help him with the turkey. He told me to slide his shoes, New Balances on. Since then, I've needed to use reading glasses in dimly lit bars, have yelled at children to walk on the sidewalk and get off my GD yard, and worse, this morning, I found my first gray hair. If this keeps up, I might as well start looking into Social Security and winters in Florida. We're having Bob Uecker on the podcast. Mike in Green Bay. Wow, bro. That is a story. I'm telling you, New Balance is having a day. I think I talked to Bob Uecker once. I think once. Probably a reason for that. Once. I don't know. Let's see. Dear Jim, do you ever wonder why they're called New Balance? What happened to Old Balance? And why is it that a bag of chips is mostly filled with air? What happened to the rest of the chips? You ever wonder why I can't open a jar of pickles, but my wife can? I'm stronger. Signed, Andy R. in Manhattan. True in West LA. If an orange is called an orange, why isn't a banana called a yellow? Why does sour cream have an expiration date? And why is it called sour cream? It should just be cream. Hey, Drew, don't hate. I'd give anything to be that guy. You know how much dough that guy must have made for sitting there for 5 minutes at a time and dropping that knowledge? When I'm sitting here busting my ass 3 hours a day, every single day, for 30 years? I wish I were that guy. Saw some Larry Anderson bullcrap, not Andy Rooney. Alvin, stop it. Let's go to Wichita. Mike in Wichita. What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, James?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great here, sticking it out in the Midwest and holding it down.
Good.
Hey, I think it's safe to say that Amari Cooper has saved Jason Garrett's coaching career. Everyone was giving it up to John Gruden in this trade. They say that Jerry blinked. Well, we know that ain't true. Jerry Jones hasn't blinked in over two decades. If Jerry Jones blinks again, it'll probably tear open the back of his surgically enhanced skull. It's often said that what's underneath that really counts. Well, then someone needs to flip his ugly ass over because I'm tired of watching his face twitch like a fat kid on a trampoline. The AFC West is almost no more. The only good part of the Chargers leaving San Diego is San Diego grabbing their collective crotches and extending a middle finger to Dean Spanos on the way out the door. Be careful what you wish for, right, Dean? It's one thing to lose the Superchargers. It's another beast when it comes to the Oakland Raiders. In just over a year, the NFL will finally put Oakland Raider fans out of their misery. KC versus Oakland, soon to be gone forever. Just like the Houston Oilers are dead, the AFL, AFC, Oakland Raiders will be no more. Come on, NFL, why couldn't you move Denver? That's an entire state of mutated science experiments gone wrong. The whole state smells like dank weed and swamp ass. And that's just the women.
That'll be enough, Mike. That'll be enough. All right, we go to hour number three. Like I said, I'm going to play the hot hand. We're getting good phone calls today. Stay tuned. Third hour is coming up next. More of your phone calls when we return.